and why? When will Jesus come back and why? One of my favorite scriptures about this is Matthew 24. That's 4. Fifth verse. Matthew 24. 4 and 5. We'll start at the 3rd verse. And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, "Tell us, when shall these things be? And what shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world?" And Jesus answered and said unto them, "Take heed, take warning, that no man deceive you." Everybody said, "No man deceive you." The 5th verse said, "For many shall come in my name, saying, 'I am Christ,' and deceive many. They coming not in the devil's name. They coming in Jesus' name." And the Bible says they will deceive many. Some of us don't even believe that, but it's happening every day. They are deceiving many. He don't want you in the kingdom of God. Any way he can stop you, he's going to do all he can to do that. 2 Corinthians 4 and 3. 2 Corinthians 4. That 3rd verse said, "But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God," notice the little G God, "of this world have blinded the mind of them which believe not, lest the light of the glory of your gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them." Now look at Timothy, 2 Timothy 3. 2 Timothy 3, the first 2 verses. "This know," Paul is saying, "also, that in the last days," everybody say "last days," "perilous time shall come." Dangerous time. Right now is dangerous time. "For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy." We see all this happening right now. Some of us just still ignoring it. Do you believe God can lie? Y'all saying that just like y'all doubting it. No. Half of you saying, "No, sure, no." Everybody will know he cannot lie. You ought to say it with boldness. He cannot lie. Something God can't do. He can have no respect to person. He cannot lie. Let the devil know he can't lie. He's a God to his word. But it kind of look bad when the church doesn't believe it. We see what happening, but seem like we acting just like those who don't believe in these last days. Listen to this. If God got power enough to save my crazy self, and I put my trust in him, look like everything else he said, I ought to believe it. Nobody nowhere could search the Bible out and find out that God is a liar. He can't lie. He can't lie. But in these last days, we talk about them, in these last days, man is something special to God. Always remember that. He's special. He is God's special creation. Oh, boy. He is a living soul. That's what I'm dealing with. He is a living soul. God designed him to live forever. That's what confused a lot of folks right now. He designed man to live forever. Really, Pope, man can't really, literally die and don't exist. Think about that. See, I'm got to take my time on it. So, folks got to see this. Folks got to see this. He can't really never die. He's going to exist somewhere forever. He's going to exist. Folks need to know this. You tell me, Reverend Walker, when I'm dead, it's not over? No. He's going to exist. And this is where the devil deceiving so many in the world today. That means folk can walk up and say, kill me. I'm not afraid to die. Noel. See, he think it's over. But it's really not over. God Almighty, we taking our soul to life. Man, soul. Everybody say soul. Man, soul got lost in the dark. When Adam and Eve messed up, his soul, not his body, but his soul got lost in the dark. Spiritually, it got dark. Spiritually, his soul got lost. His soul got lost from his maker. His soul. Everybody say soul again. His soul did not come from here. His soul came from God. His soul came from heaven. His soul was in a new place where it had never been. But his body came from here. And this is the very reason when a man died, we take that body and put it where it come from. back in the dirt. That's what folks got to understand. When they land across here, it's just dirt. Matter of fact, that's the reason they land there, because the soul is out of there. And when we talking back to this dirt, they don't hear nothing. I don't mean no harm now. Don't get mad with me. Kissing on somebody, they don't feel nothing. They're not there. They're not in there. You just kissing a dead body. Because the soul is not there. It's gone. Where it gone, Reverend? Wherever you have fixed it to go. God, Lord have mercy. Because we got lost from home, God, everybody say God. God sent his only son down here in this nasty, sinful world to save our soul. Our soul got lost from home. And if I work on Toyotas, I know Toyotas. But now, I don't know about no Cadillac or Mercedes-Benz. Now, I'm going to mess up your Cadillac. So what you trying to say, Reverend Walker? I'm trying to say, if somebody got to work on your soul, it's got to be somebody up there. I can't get nobody who made out of dirt to come work on my soul. That's mean God had to come his own self. He sent his only son down here to show us the way back home. Are y'all getting with me here? The soul important. Hurry up, I'm taking time on it. This is where the devil deceived so many. So, oh boy. Jesus, watch Jesus. Jesus said, I am the light of the world. I'm the light of the world. The world is spiritually what? And the soul don't know how to get back home. So have to take somebody from the lighthouse. Can I call him the lighthouse? They came all the way down here to show the soul how to get back home. God Almighty. And he is the only way to see to us getting back home. But there is an enemy down here. He the one caused all the mess. Because he didn't want to do what God said do. That's right. He's trying to keep everybody else from going home. God kicked him out. He don't want you to go back where he come from. And what I'm trying to get to the point of view, get nothing there. Because this is what hurting the folks in the world today. What hurt them, that they don't see that you can't really never die. You're going to exist somewhere forever because you're in the image, in the likeness of God. You can't really never keep from existing. Oh. Oh, how much. I want folks to get this done. I see why the devil deceiving so many folks. I done met young folks and over through they. You talk to folks. Listen how folks talk. Talk to folks who don't go to church. Some go to church, but who don't go to church. And see how they talk about things like that. Well, when it's over, it's over anyway. See, they ignorant of it. If people's really that not saved and hang themselves or kill their own self, boy, they'll never kill themselves if they knew where they was going. They'll never kill themselves. You finna go to hell. You're not getting out your misery. You just finna get in some misery. Your soul got to spend eternity in hell forever. That's what folks missed. That means I don't play with folks' soul. I'm got to give an account. Oh, boy. I want to do it with joy. You feel sorry for people out in the world. They feel like when you're dead, it's over. It's just started. It's just a house that your soul lives in. God Almighty. People need to understand this. It's just a house. And my brothers and sisters, we stopped on last Sunday saying how important a person's soul is. Many people don't know or don't understand what the soul of man is all about. God Almighty. Somebody show me your soul. How you know you got one? Messing y'all up now. Joan, how do you know you got a soul? Got to thinking in. No, you ain't gave me no answer that quick. You got to thinking. I know I caught you off guard. How do you know you got a soul? How I know I got a soul? I'm still getting around. If he called me out of it, this gonna hit the floor. I'm still moving, you know, in this old flesh here. See, I'm still moving, see. If he called me out, I cease from moving. That means I know I got a soul. And I can think. Reason. God, I'm still in this earth flesh house. That means, Paul, if the earthly house of the tabernacle was dissolved, I got another building. Not made with hand, but eternal in the heaven. Eternal in the heaven. I got a house I'm going to stay in forever. That's not made with hand, but eternal in the heaven. So your soul is so important. And what make them unconcerned for their own soul is because they being deceived by Satan. If folks blind, they blind because Satan have blind their mind. God Almighty. There's a devil, he real. I said he real. Some folks right now, I know you talk to people sometimes. They'll tell you some of the crazy things. I don't believe there's a devil. No promote a devil. Okay, don't get saved. You'll meet him one day. I mean that. You'll meet him one day. Isaiah talk about him. So how them folks coming in they said, man, how the world you get down here? Boy, you know. And they're gonna see Satan come right in the bunch. And then the folks that see him, they go, is that this guy who got us down here? He can't even deliver us out of here. No, because we down there to stay too. When the crowd see him come down there,
If that's the man, yeah, if that's the one mess you up, that's right there. He down there too to stay with you. It ain't no relaxing. It ain't no playing cards and dominoes. It's moaning and groaning throughout eternity. I'm trying to help somebody. Folks need to know this. Preacher got to tell you this. Because he loves your soul. We take our soul too lightly. I'm going to repeat myself right here now. It's going to exist somewhere forever. It can't die. The reason it can't die is because it's a living what? Living. That means you're going to live. God can't die. God put you in this house. And God can't die. Hold on. That's him. That's his power. That's his soul he's given us. Bless his holy name. And my brothers and sisters, the Bible truth is not about our opinion. It's not about our view and our ideals or how we feel and what we think, but what God would have said. That's what we go by. What they feel, I don't feel like that. Don't you hear people talk like that? I don't see it that way. It's not your opinion. It's not how you feel, but what God done said. I don't see it like that. I know you don't. The devil got you blind. You can't see it like that. You think you doing your own self blind, but the devil got you blind. He never wants you to see life. You're blind. You think it's you. You think it's that person. It's the devil. He never wants you to meet Jesus. Jesus will come down here at us. Never forget that. He come at you because you got lost. God Almighty. Now watch the little cue. I don't told you all this once, but it come on my mind. Watch the pattern. Watch the pattern now. Watch when Adam messed up. What did he do? When he hid himself. He found out he was what? The soul told him, you messed up, boy. And no, God is holy. And he said, I'm gonna hide from God. See, that's what have folks try to hide from God. Trust to get behind a bush to hide from God. Don't realize God owned the bush. How can you hide from God? He can let the bush have some wings. There you right there. She's right there. But that's how the devil got folks blind. You're always trying to hide. You can't hide from God. What really saved Adam? That's a good Adam. A good question. What really saved Adam? God Almighty. What really saved Adam? He and his wife was hiding behind bushes. What really saved? And boy, and Adam heard God walking in the garden. God got so hot, he had to cool off. He didn't come that time he done it. He waited till it got cooled off a little bit. He would have killed him if he got, but he cooled himself off. He ain't up in the cool of the evening, cool, started walking in the garden. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Oh, 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 oh. Boy, I believe when you're walking, boy, you know what? I believe the whole earth was shaking. Oh, 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 oh. And watch this, y'all. See, he holy, ain't he right? Yes. He holy. He's a holy God. And every time his foot touched the dirt, that dirt said, hallelujah. Glory to God. Walk. See, the dyke knew who he was. The ice knew who he was. But man, one got lost. He running, hiding behind, got to hide. And that's, watch it now. That's the first thing we do when we do wrong. Kind of find a hiding place. How can you hide from God? Watch God. You can't hide. God knew where he was the first time. Watch the pattern now of salvation. This the pattern. Adam! Adam! Where are thou? What have you done? Adam! Watch this now. Watch. See, he called Adam name. Adam didn't keep his mouth closed. What saved Adam, he answered. Y'all better watch me now. Watch the pattern. Watch the pattern. How God get folks saved. All right. The same thing happened right now. When the preacher bring the word of God, he calling somebody in. Stop hiding behind the bush and tell God you want to give your life to him. That's the only thing saved, folks. When the preacher preached the gospel of Jesus Christ. The soul got the answer. The body don't want to see it, but the soul got the answer. And when the soul has a God, stand still. That's what stopped God. And what I love about God, he don't care who called him. He have no respect to person. What I love about the Lord, he don't care what you have done. All he wants you to do is just what? Answer.
Amen. Yes, sir. You're right.
All he wants you to do is just what? Answer. This is the pattern. He called folks through the preaching of the gospel. Read his eternal word and believe in what he said. That means the Bible says, if man confess the Lord Jesus with his mouth and believe in his heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, thou shalt be saved. He raised him from the dead to come get us.
All right.
Somebody had to pay a debt. He died for us that we may live. Somebody had to pay a debt. He sent Jesus. Can I say this, y'all? He sent, can I say the vice president? Down here to work on us. Died for our sin. Soul got to stay somewhere. Soul got to exist. And the devil deceiving folks. Going and coming. So not by. And you talk to a lot of folks. I do. You talk to them. They be telling you things like, you know, well, I don't see it like that. It ain't about what you see. It's what the Holy Bible done said. The soul. God of mine, the soul. First of all, the soul is invisible. It's spirit. It's the invisible part of man. He can feel and sense himself, but he cannot see himself with the physical eye. I say he can feel himself. He can sense himself, but he can't see the soul with his physical eye, with the natural eye. Because it's what? Spirit. You don't see what? Spirit. All right, but we can react. Isn't that just good now? We can see the reaction of our soul when we see the behavior and the conduct out in this earthly house. How does the earthly house act? I know how the soul is saying. I can tell by the reaction of your body, this house you stay in, what you really thinking on the inside, or what the soul really thinking. If you see this house, this earthly house, if you see the house killing folks, I'm telling you what your soul is saying. You can't see me, but I can see your action. By your soul, your body, I know your soul acting the same way. But you can't see the soul with your natural eye. I tell by the fruit you bear. Bless his holy name. Yeah. If I see bad fruit, I know something else. The soul ain't right somewhere. So I won't see nothing but bad fruit everywhere. Bad fruit, bad fruit, bad fruit. Well, the soul, something wrong with the soul. When you get the soul right, it tell the body how to act. If you steal it all the time, the soul messed up. When you stop stealing, I know the soul don't got straightened out. Say amen. So I can tell about the reaction of the body, what the soul is thinking. Bless his holy name. The way it carries itself and react, we know how the soul acting. You shall know them by their fruit that they bear. And my brothers and sisters, the devil got people by the billions, taking their soul lightly, like the soul is nothing. Because they can see the soul, we don't value it as nothing much, but don't realize that the soul is the life of the person. Soul is spirit. Paul, get Genesis 2 and 7 for me. I know I read that last Sunday. Some of you don't even know it. But I read it last Sunday. But I'm just trying to see that you'll get this stuff. You'll appreciate it one day. You'll appreciate it. Read it, Paul.
And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground.
God Almighty.
And breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. And man became a living soul.
Became a what? Now watch. Let that stay up there, baby. Now watch. Y'all see that balloon? Everybody see this balloon? Y'all looking at it, right? Now watch this balloon. Watch this balloon. Now. It's flat. Laying right there. Right there. Just that. Watch now. When God formed men out of the dust of the ground. He formed them out of the dust, the balloon formed out of the dust of the ground. He's going to play man for us a minute too, okay? Now watch this man. Here he is now. He got a big head. He can't think. All right. He's still there now. See, God done created him. God done formed him out of the dust of the ground. But he got ears that can't hear nothing. He got a mouth that can't talk. He got legs that can't walk. He got arms that can't move them. He's still in there. He can't move. Until God breathed. God breathed. Watch this. God put himself in the man. When God breathed. That's when you start walking. That's when you start talking. But until then, he couldn't do nothing. Now let me show what death really is. God Almighty. It's no pain in death. Sometimes folks look at folks' faces, how the Undertaker will fix them up. He had a smile on his face. All that kind of junking. You can fix a mouth like you want to fix it. You know? That ain't got nothing to do with how you left him. They left him happy. No, they may left him caught hell. You don't know. See, y'all depend on if the soul was right. Ain't no pain in death. Ain't nothing gonna be hurting you when you die. I'm talking about fun and coming out of you. Now, all this stuff, God called you out just like this. You go down. See? When God called you out, you back on the ground. That's all where it comes from. We're going to take you to the grave. But you out of there. Notice, y'all. Y'all can see this balloon, but you can see you come out. You couldn't see nobody come out. You hear folks say, I was there when he got the last breath. How you know when he got the last breath? They still been living. You don't know. That's why. But they, I was watching when he got the last breath. God called the person out. And it go right back where it comes from. But the soul gone somewhere. That part can't never die. Watch this now. It all depends on Sister Browning. Have you got it fixed with God? If you don't get your soul fixed with God, it can't go to but one place. I'm not being dogmatic. I'm trying to help somebody. It can't go to but one place, and that's hell. He come now here at the soul. He didn't come at nobody. He come at the soul of a man that he put in that man. I come back to take it out. And that's what, how you die. Ain't no pain in dying. He just called you out. Just like he put it in you. Like this. Yeah, but when I get ready to die, he's going to do this. Just take it out, man. I'm going back down. Now, listen at this now. Listen at this. Y'all see that balloon? What is good for now? Ain't no life in it. Life gone out of it. Don't mean no harm, y'all. Don't hit me now. I'm going to tell you that right now. I know y'all. And we can go. Watch it now. I ain't trying to be hard. Go. Don't do what you used to do. But I'm trying to get y'all to see something. That's all. We can go to the graveyard and talk to the folks. Don't hear nothing you said. They dead. Once don't ate it up. Yeah, mama. Yeah, uncle. Yeah, baby. I'll be thinking about you. Don't hear nothing you said. You better tell them why you're walking around now. They don't hear nothing you said. Oh, boy. Hear folks holler? How well they put away. Oh, we hear, I hear folks talking a lot of stuff, you know. Look at him, go, boy, he's put away well. Put away well. Don't we talk like that. Don't be scared. Just answer me. Don't we talk like that. They put away well. They're looking good. That casted all that money. So that ain't hitting on that. But where the soul gone? Where the soul gone? And the devil deceiving folk going and coming about this soul thing. That'll be a moment so long. They don't understand this soul. You're going to exist throughout eternity. You will be conscious wherever you go. You conscious. You know where you are. God Almighty. So folk need to get this stuff and know this stuff. So God breathes life in us. And when we die, he just gets it right back. Inhale and exhale. God Almighty. And he calls you back home, where you come from, or wherever you're going. And my brothers and sisters, this is why so many people who are lost without salvation and don't fear death, because Satan had put the word out that when you die, you're dead forever. It is saying life is over forever. But it is a lie from hell. He is saying that a person doesn't exist no more. It's a lie from hell. All right, now, watch this. I got a few more minutes. Now, Paul, look at Matthew 16, 25 through the 27 verse. I feel on my sermon, on my message, the last days. Deception. That was the first thing that deception. Let no man deceive you in these last days. Matthew 16, 25 through the 27 verse.
For whosoever will save his life,
God Almighty,
shall lose it. And whosoever will lose his life for my sake,
what do you do, Paul?
Shall find it.
They shall find it. Trying to save your own life. You can't save your own life. But if you give your life over to me, lose it for me, you'll save your life. But if you can't keep your own life, you're going to lose your life. I can take care of myself. No, you can't take care of yourself. The way God got to fix, can't nobody take care of yourself. God is the only one. Read on, Paul.
For what is a man profited?
Listen at this now.
If he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul.
Lord have mercy.
Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul.
What in the world can value a soul? What? The soul is really you. It's really me. The soul is the real person. Now watch this now. Watch this. This is the part you gotta watch. My soul, again, got to stay somewhere forever. No end to where I go. No end to where I go. My soul gonna live somewhere forever. Now, what in the world is better than getting your soul saved? I hear folks say, well, I won't be the only one down there. You're right. You sure right. You sure not lying right there. You sure won't. They're going to be googog of folks. I mean googog. But it's going to be so dark, they ain't going to have to see one another. Because sin ain't nothing but darkness. You hear them but holler in the morning. Nothing but darkness throughout eternity. What's so important than your soul? Think now. I've got to get folks thinking. Think now. Think. What's so important than your soul? Because if you leave here without getting your soul straight, you're there forever. You're right there forever. Now watch this. That means the Bible says, Jesus said, I can't come back until after the gospel has been preached all over the world for a witness. What the witness for? When you stand before God, guess what? You can say, Lord, I ain't had no chance. The gospel said you're lying. That's what the gospel gonna say. For a witness. For a witness. Folks turn it down and think, I'm dead, it's over. It's not over. This is the deception of the devil. It's not over. You just been to live somewhere forever. What did it profit a man to gain the whole world? And then lose his own soul. Think about it. I'm talking about folks in the radio all over the world, y'all, okay? I know folks in here saved. Bless your heart. I hope everybody in here, I'm looking at saved. I hope everybody saved. But when God gave me a message, I've got to preach it. He put me on radio. He put me on internet. Folks lost all over the world. You see how folks think? You see how folks reason? But just the problem right here, they feel like it's over. They'll never kill themselves if they realize where they was going. And funny thing, Jesus said, let no man deceive. When will you come, Lord? Give us some sign. Let no man deceive you. Many false prophets. It's so many false preachers and false deacons and false pastors and false evangelists all over the world.
You're right.
I ain't never been called a preacher in a turkey.
All right.
I got to simply back me up. God Almighty. Why do you think it's going to come from? It come from a lot of folks that don't never been born again themselves. Preaching. The devil preaches. And I got something for Judas. That's what Judas, I found out something about Judas. He answered so fast, I thought that was Judas talking to me. Judas is the son of prediction. I'm listening before I get through with it. See, the son, he already got a place special for him. Right now, as I speak, he in his special place. Judas coming up again. It got something to do with falseness. Falseness. Jesus picked the devil, knew he was getting the devil, for us to realize they're right in the church.
All right.
Read on, Paul.
For the Son of Man shall come in the glory of his Father,
yeah,
with his angels, and then he shall reward every man according to his works.
Every man. That means sinners and everybody. Even the sinners got to come up out of hell and stand before God. What's the reason, Reverend Walker? See, you got to bow to Jesus. I don't care where you go. Everybody got to bow. Every knee got to bow. Every tongue got to confess. Because you turn it down while you're here, but you're still going to have to bow to him. But it's over now. Ain't no more second chance. The chance over. But you just going to have to what? Bow! You turn down your check to go to heaven. I offer you life, and you turn it down. But you still got to bow. You talk about Jesus, you call him everything but a child of God, and blah, 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 folks hate the name of Jesus, but one day everybody got to bow. And watch this now. It won't be the saints and the ungodly folk together. The saints going to be judged by themselves. And all the folk that go to hell going to be judged by themselves. Oh, but all of us got to do what? Stand. Look at Luke 12 for me right quick, Paul. 12:16-21. Right quick. Because I'm going to finish this right quick. Y'all going to get this stuff.
And he spake a parable unto them.
Yeah.
Saying, the ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentifully.
Listen now.
And he thought within himself.
Listen.
Saying, what shall I do? Because I have no room where to bestow my fruits.
God Almighty.
And he said, this will I do. I will pull down my barns and build greater. And there will I bestow all my fruits and my goods.
All my gold, all my richness. Go on, read on.
And I will say to my soul.
Listen now, he's been saying to himself now.
Soul, thou hast much goods laid up.
Listen,
for many years.
God Almighty.
Take thine ease.
God Almighty.
Eat, drink, and be merry.
Soul, you got a long time to live. Soul, you're feeling, you ain't got no heart attack and nothing. You ain't got no rheumatism. You ain't got nothing. Just relax. Just relax. That's all. Just relax. But still lost is a taken. Just relax. Read on, Paul.
But God said unto him,
watch this now.
Thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee.
God Almighty.
Then whose shall those things be which thou hast provided?
Lord, how much? Now, here you relaxing. Tell your soul to relax. And here God called this man a fool. A man crazy when he don't give his life to Christ. I mean it now. He crazy now. He crazy. God, I ain't calling him a fool. God just call you crazy. But the Bible called him a fool. Now, he got all this good. He could have gave it to the Pope. But he going to build more barns. But he said, this night, God Almighty, your soul required to me. Now, that stuff you got, who is going to be then? Huh? And sometimes that stuff we leave, guess who get them? The folk you didn't like. The folk you weren't even speaking to. Whose stuff that gonna be? You can't take it with you. Everything you enjoy your stuff, nah. You can't take nothing with you. And we can take stuff with you, but with us, heaven be full of junk.
Right.
There's nothing value more than in heaven is on this earth. Nothing on this earth value more than what heaven got. The least in heaven is better than the best on this earth. Read on, Paul.
So is he that layeth up treasure for himself.
Yeah.
And is not rich toward God.
Laying up treasure for everything, earthly thing, but not rich towards God. Right quick, Paul. I want to read something else. And how about getting Hebrews 9:27? And we're finna go. Hebrews 9:27. God Almighty.
And as it is appointed unto man once to die, but after this, the judgment.
That'll never change. That'll never change. It's appointed unto man. Everybody got to die. I believe from the depth of my heart that Elijah is going to die. I believe he's got to come back. I believe one of the witnesses. I believe that. This is me. I believe one of the witnesses down in Revelation. that he got to die. Enos, I believe, going to be one. Because the Bible can't lie. See, going to be two witnesses there. And they're going to stone him to death during the great tribulation. And I believe they're going to be the one. I do now. I do. Because they haven't died yet. God took them right on the head. And that's something. He do what he want to do. Them folks don't know what death is. They just went on ahead with God. Enoch just kept on walking with him. I bring Enoch told him, show him his house, you know. Look at my pretty house, Lord. The Lord said, come and go with me. I'm going to show you a house. He walked on, till he walked on in heaven. Enoch said, look at that. I believe they're going to die. It's a point. See, it's a point. Man trying to come up with something where we won't die, but he ain't going to come up with nothing. He's doing everything. Somebody right now working on something. I promise you. They working on something to keep them dying. And I told you one time, I said, if somebody come up with a way that we'll never die, you know what? He'll be a billionaire overnight. But it's appointed. Everybody got to die except those who be caught up in the rapture. That the only one won't face death. Won't let it go by the graveyard. You know, the one will be caught up in the rapture. That's the only one who will never face death. God Almighty. But as long as you're in this earth, right now, we're going to leave him. If Jesus comes back right now, he'll catch up the folks who been saved. We won't go by the graveyard, no funeral home. Read on, Paul, right quick. That's it. Now, Paul, watch this now. Paul, I want to read Hebrews. Goddamn. Look at Hebrews 13 and 17. Then we close. God Almighty.
Obey them that have the rule over you.
God Almighty.
And submit yourselves.
Yeah.
For they watch for your souls as they that must give account.
No.
That they may do it with joy.
Yeah.
And not with grief. For that is unprofitable for you.
Y'all see that now? That's where you've got to have a pastor. To watch over what? Not your body, but your what? To watch over your soul. It's so important. God said, I'm going to give you some men that I anointed to watch over your soul. But that's all I'm doing as a pastor, to watch over the folks' soul he gave me. God Almighty. Notice what else he said. He got to do what? Give an account. Y'all see what it said? I'm got to give an account of y'all. When you don't obey me, that's your business. But I want to do it with what? Joy. Not grief. I want to do it with joy. I want to say, yes, Lord, we didn't get everything you said, but we hung in there in the name of all of them. But I want to do it. Well, Lord, I want to do it with what? Joy. You're saved now. We're saved. We'll give them, but you want to give an account. God Almighty. Give an account. All of us got to give an account. I want to do it with joy. Did you not know you can't watch over your own soul? That's mean I'm preaching like I'm preaching. Kind of tell my folks and folks who saved, listen on radio, the soul. The devil out there that gets your what? The devil care about your body. He wants your what? Soul. That's what the pastor for. Watch your soul. Not your goal, but your what? Soul. Souls are important to God. He put men, he put pastors to watch over the flock soul. Now I want to do it with joy. God Almighty. Because we got to give it a what? Account. That means that submit. I got a few hard-headed sheep around here. But that's your business. I said that's your business. Pastor got always got them hard-headed sheep. If they are regular sheep, you know, but however, they may be button. I don't know. Maybe goats. I don't care. But how the case may be. But I'm got to get an account of the souls of the saints. God Almighty. So my brothers and sisters, souls are important to God. He died for souls. He died for your what? He don't want you to go to hell. It's just that simple. I know pastors don't send them about hell, but hell's still there. Somebody dropping in hell every minute. Somebody dropping in hell right now. All over the world, somebody dropping in hell right now. It's still there. But we don't want to preach on it. Because folks ain't going to like it. We got to tell you the truth, because we love you. I won't see nobody go to hell. So I'm got to give an account. Y'all see that, don't you? I'm got to give an account of what I tell y'all. Hallelujah. So now, as we close, I don't care what you done in life. I'm still on radio. What you done. God, if you're not saved, God will save you. If you're driving your car, God will save you. Wherever you are, if you want to kill somebody right now, God will save you. All he want to know, do you want to be saved? He got it so simple and so plain. Well, fool or not error. If a man just confess Jesus with his mouth and then believe in his heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, look how simple it is. Thou shalt be saved. It's not a feeling thing. It's a faith walk. Not so much a faith in walk, though you got faith in the word of God. I believe what the Bible said. And I stop and let you know God is real. I'm saved. I've been born again. I gave my life to Christ. I'm not going to hell because I gave my life to Christ. All of us come short of his glory. A man that never gave his life to Christ and died without Christ, you'll be there forever. Now, I don't care who you talk to. This is the Bible. It's real. Don't be ashamed to give your life to Christ. Folks, guess what? They're ashamed to give their life to Christ. You got to die now. They're going to bring you just like it is. You got to exist somewhere. It's up to you. That's your choice. Mama can't get you there. My mama was a good evangelist. My daddy was good. I don't care what he was. They can't help you then. Sing this song. When I get to heaven, save a seat for me. Can't nobody save no seat for me. How can I save a seat for you? Not bad, got in the myself. I save no seat for you. Listen to all these songs. Them songs, them kind of songs ain't getting on nothing. No. Save a seat. Can nobody gonna save a seat for somebody? We don't need Jesus. Jesus will save one for you, but you got to give your life to Jesus. It's just that simple. Let us all stand.